Rolene Marks, a very good morning to you. How are you doing? Don't get involved
good
in this conversation.
Good morning. I was just going to say, normally I don't wear things like Wellington boots, but I've had to put them on because what am I wading into here, guys?
It's a storm. It's a storm. No, you know, because, yeah, well, there you have it. Because, you know, earlier in the week, the afternoon drive decided that, that they would give us a bit of a run for our money music-wise, which was actually a little sad. So it's gone the whole week. Although if you have to look at some of my messages, you wouldn't think that we were winning. You really shouldn't play German songs, Howard. They don't play Mazel and Bruch on their radio stations. Shame Ooh. On you. All right. Yes, there's that. Oh dear. Yes.
Should I just say that there is an attempt to really try and be philo-Semitic as an answer to anti-Semitism, and some stations in places like Poland, like Germany, are trying to encourage more Jewish music and even Israeli music. Just saying.
Right. Just a saying. Time is 7:47. All right. The one place that isn't trying not to be anti-Semitic, of course, is Belgium. They've just dug their heels in over this ridiculous parade, and it's back again before we know it. Just give us the background here.
Okay, so we've spoken quite a few times about the carnival in Alst, which is a town in Belgium. And I said, Alst, guys, Alst. I know what you're thinking. But, you know, they made the press last year, including, you know, a conversation at Howard, which, of course, is the defining, it's the definitive conversation when it comes to these things. Last year, there was that very, very famous image of the float during the parade with these chassidim, with the strimels, with rats on them, with very big noses, typical anti-Semitic type caricature. A couple of years ago before that, it was people dressed in Nazi uniforms as well as concentration camp victim uniforms with cans of Zyklon B. Now, wow. Zyklon B is the gas that was used in the gas chambers in death camps like Auschwitz. This year, they're doubling down on it. They've sent out what they call rabbi kits. And these are, you know, horrible stereotypes again.
Caricatures,
big noses,
really, are. Caricatures.
Yes, and the excuse that they're giving is, but you know, it's free speech, it's not going to lead to a genocide. And earlier this week, we heard from three very, very prominent Belgian professors, not necessarily Jewish, who are saying, you know, we know that it's not going to lead to a genocide, but be very, very aware of what images and what words kind of lead to, especially at this time when there's growing anti-Semitism. Even UNESCO came into the fray. UNESCO gave them recognition as a cultural kind of hit, and last year UNESCO withdrew their recognition of the carnival, saying that it promoted overt racism and anti-Semitism. So you would think they would be able to take a note, Howard. The mayor says, you know, then they're not anti-Semitic at all. He defended it, but it's going ahead this weekend. In fact, they've deployed an extra 800 police officers throughout the street so that to make sure that it runs without incident. But, you know, our concern is maybe the parade will run without incident, but what follows? This is the big issue.
Yeah, what I find fascinating is that it hasn't escalated beyond the town in terms of government. One would think that that Belgian Parliament or the EU would somehow get involved in this. It's becoming a major issue. You just last this week had a guy mowing down immigrants and of course lumping Jews and Israel amongst who he would love to exterminate, the word he's using, in Europe. How do people not? How do they not make the connection, and how is this allowed to continue?
Well, we've got five members of the European Parliament who've just disclosed that flyers that were full of the imagery from the parade last year, saying that Jews are puppet masters, they control global institutions, those are being circulated throughout the town of Aalst. And why it hasn't necessarily kind of gone out of the boundaries of the town, do we really want to create little enclaves all over the world that are geared towards singling out Jews, perpetuating horrible stereotypes, and worse? We've seen over the last year how anti-Semitism has risen to such levels where it's resulting in violence and death. We've seen it in Germany on Yom Kippur, in the United States of America on at least three occasions. It's permeating every level of society, from entertainment to government. Look at the UK elections. Look at the Irish MP this week in the TSAC, in the Irish Parliament. It's anti-Semitism is permeating everywhere, and it's events like this that, in my opinion, give it a tailwind. Look what happened in Sweden. A contestant on Big Brother thought it was totally the norm to go on television and say, "I hate Jews."
Yeah, because it normalizes it. That's what it does. And it says, well, you know, if we can see pictures of caricatures Jews in these rabbi kits and all sorts of things like that, then it becomes absolutely acceptable to everybody. What is likely to happen? Absolutely nothing, again, I suppose.
Absolutely nothing. And, you know, I had a very interesting interaction last week with some Jews in the diaspora who said, "You Israelis don't understand anti-Semitism," which I took exception to, because yes, there are a lot of, I would say, Sabra Israelis who've maybe not encountered it personally, but we are watching very, very carefully what's happening around the world. Israel is getting involved in the conversation on global anti-Semitism. We are very concerned about global anti-Semitism, and this is no exception. Our foreign ministry, as well as our ambassador in Belgium, have been very, very, very vocal in condemning this, in talking about anti-Semitism. Israel Katz, who is our current foreign minister, said Belgium, as a Western democracy, should be ashamed to allow such a vitriolic anti-Semitic display. I call upon the authorities there to condemn and ban this hateful parade in Aalst. And even the United Nations, who we've criticized on many occasions because they seem to have become institutionalized anti-Semites, even their agency, UNESCO, have pulled their recognition of this, which you would think people would learn from.
Yeah, one would indeed. The next story, I have to say, has me a little conflicted. When I heard that Celine Dion was going to Israel, I thought to myself, haven't Israelis suffered enough? And then my next thought was, where's BDS when we need them? And then they arrived. Now the BDS, of course, are putting immense pressure on Celine Dion not to perform in Israel. Give us the context here.
Oh, well, Celine Dion is headed towards Israel. And you know, I love Celine as a person, but I really cannot hear the Titanic song again. It makes me want to run towards the nearest ice. No, how are you torturing me?
Sorry. That's rude, I know.
Oh, really? It makes me just want to run to the nearest iceberg and impale myself.
Well, I was just going to think I was just thinking that the only thing to do is actually drown yourself in the Titanic. But anyway. Leslie says, Sis Howard. Yes. All right. Here we go. Sorry.
And she has had some fabulous
things. No, of course. I'm being completely
which
facetious.
I've been known maybe to, you know, bop my head to. But the point is, she's coming to Israel. She's playing not just one, but 2 days. She'll be here in August. And what a coincidence. I might not be here.
Funny that, yeah. Funny how that works.
But we do love us some Celine. We do love us some big stars that are coming to visit us. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have announced they're coming back. But she has seriously been sending Israel some love, which means that the BDS, they're quite up in arms. I mean, I think we should just play My Heart Will Go On on repeat on a loop to them. I think that's a fair exchange.
Absolutely. You know, Israel's got the greatest cyber people in the world. Can't we just send the song back to them on repeat?
I'm thinking we're onto something here.
Yeah.
But Stand With Us, who are an advocacy organization who we all love, have appealed to people to please go on Twitter and show Celine some love as the BDS are attacking her. So I've just gone on. I had to say to her, we're looking forward to showing you some love, which we are, but please leave the Titanic song firmly
right.
repertoire.
Yeah, under the ocean.
But so if you are on Twitter, get on Twitter as soon as you finish listening to our wonderful conversation and show Celine some love. But are cultural boycotts really working, Howard? This is what I want to know.
So I was going to actually ask you the same question. Is obviously we've seen from time to time where people have cancelled because of the immense pressure, and often pressure that isn't just social media pressure, but people have been threatened and families have been threatened with physical, with violence, not to have anything to do with Israel. That said, is it working?
It's not really working. You know, on the occasions where artists have cancelled, like Lord, you know, it's left fans disappointed. But when you compare somebody like Lord to, you know, to global superstars like Jennifer Lopez, who just came and slayed and did it her own way. Not only did she play her concert, but she mingled with Israeli people. She got to speak to us. She got to know us. She played on the beach with us. A-Rod has threatened to maybe bring baseball here. And that is constructive. You've got people like Alan Parsons from the Alan Parsons Project, Santana, Alicia Keys, various others who've come and they said, not only are we going to come and play Israel, we're going to send out the message that music shouldn't be politicized. And also we're going to look for ways to bring people together. You know, music is a great unifier. Sports is a great unifier. I kind of wonder, like, what is BDS and their supporters scared of if they don't want people to talk to each other? It begins to expose that their motives perhaps are not so altruistic, Howard. I mean, I'm just saying.
Also, what I've noticed is that there's certain people that cancel culture can't touch.
That's interesting.
J-Lo and Celine Dion, you can't touch them.
Because they're big, because they're too
exactly.
big.
Exactly. Whereas Lorde, I mean, she's only been in the industry for only a few years. So
they're nervous.
Yes.
They're much more nervous. That's interesting that you say that. It's very true. I think it does depend on the standing, I guess, of the artist.
Yeah, definitely.
It is interesting.
I mean, the worst thing for the artist, Howard, like at the Mariah Carey concert, Zanati, is they have to hear 10,000 Israelis singing back in heavily accented English. I mean,
one has to feel for them. Yeah.
You haven't lived till you've heard Vision of Love sung back to you.
But it is a very interesting thing, because the whole question about the BDS, and for some reason, I don't know if it's put to them enough, is what are they doing for Palestinians? What are they doing? You know, are they involved with upliftment programs? Are they involved with education programs? Are they raising money for hospitals? Are they doing anything that is positive, or is the focus purely 100% negative? And that's all I see is a negative focus. I've never ever, I'm yet to see a positive initiative that comes out of the BDS movement that does something good for the Palestinian cause that they claim to be inspired by, which makes me think that it's not at all about the Palestinians, and in fact it's all about Israel and trying to do as much damage to the country than it is about anything else.
Well, I couldn't think of a better note to just say Shabbat Shalom, guys. And please, may the Titanic song avoid you at all costs this weekend.
Yes. Well, you know what? You know how it is. If I know that it annoys people, Raleen, I think for the next hour, it's going to be the Celine Dion My Heart Will Go On Hour. It's going to be My Heart Will Go On Hour from 8 to 9. Rolene Marks, as always, have a fantastic weekend. And a Shabbat Shalom.